Well, greetings. Good morning, everyone.
Greetings.
Welcome to Plaza Bible Church on another beautiful Sunday morning. Did everybody have a great weekend?
Yes.
I did as well. I know where you've had a great weekend. They are at Choir of the Fire this weekend. And it's my understanding that there's also some sort of extracurricular activity on Friday evening, if I'm not mistaken, that had to do with a lot of rolls of toilet paper and a house. My house. And although I know they won't, you know, admit to the fact, I've come to the conclusion that there's always one instigator. And although I couldn't prove it at the time, I did find some evidence. Now, behind one of the trees on the side that you guys did so great on, was this roll of toilet paper that has some writing, and although you can't read it, it says, "Property of John Pavlicek." So yes, John, you did leave your mark after all. Now, yes. I'm no police officer, but I know of one who is here that who has been there, and so I have one question for you, David Cussman, back there. Is that enough as an evidence if I wanted to press charges, and did you bring your handcuffs? You can see John after the service. I'm still cleaning up that mess, by the way. Let's get to the announcement, shall we? Lots of great things happening here at Plaza. Let's go right through them. Ladies, November 20th, Friday evening, which is the Friday before Thanksgiving, you're going to be having a little celebration of thanks over the fellowship hall at 6:30. Food is always needed, so please bring a dish to share, a little potluck, and have some good fellowship time. It's going to be a great time for you ladies on that Friday the 20th. Also, Wednesday evening services, we do need a couple extra helpers for food on those Wednesday nights, because we are going to serve the food. We always want to do that. There's a couple extra sign-up sheets in the information counter. Vicki Jobe's handling that. You can certainly talk to her about that. And speaking of food, we all love after the service our donuts out there, and Vicki does a great job of doing that. If you guys don't mind, just put an extra couple bucks in the donation jar. We need to continue to buy those for us, and that's just a great way to get out there and fellowship after the service. That's pretty much it. Pastor Mark, why don't you come on up, and if everyone would just prepare their hearts for the offering this morning.